It's a bit of a donkey derby, but the only recognisable Labour face figure in that lineup is Andy Burnham. He at least speaks the language of Labour. Rather popular with the ladies also, so maybe a women's vote bounty would come their way.
You don't buy the argument, George Galloway, that they should perhaps skip a generation and go to Chuka Amuna, the shadow business secretary?
That would be the very worst thing that they could do. And anyone who wants to know why can read the profile in The Independent this morning about him. He's Mr. Blair's first choice, and that should tell you just about everything that you need to know. He's a snake oil salesman, and that doesn't work in politics, I don't think. People are looking for authenticity, they're looking for genuineness, and I think that Andy Burnham has that. But of course, it's all about the strategy that Labour now develops. If it is their intention to chase the 24% of the people of Britain who voted for David Cameron, then perhaps Omona is the answer to that. But it's self-evidently be obvious to me that the vast majority of British people who didn't vote for David Cameron are the real target audience. And I think that Burnham would address them far more authentically.
But, George Galloway, is there not a case to be made that the successes that the Labour Party enjoyed go back to the days of Tony Blair, where Tony Blair sort of went towards the voter, whereas Ed Miliband, it's fair to say, perhaps Labour expected the voter to come towards them? Doesn't there have to be a change of tack now?
Well, that may have been true at the time, but it's also the reason why 4 million Labour voters have disappeared since the Blair era. It was the equal and opposite. Many millions more were repelled by aspects of Blairism than were attracted to it in the medium term. And in the long term, those 4 million have disappeared, and getting them back would seem to me to be the obvious thing. You see, where's the centre ground between UKIP, the SNP, the Greens, and so on, and the Conservatives? It's certainly not where Chuka Amuna would like it to be, or would have us believe that it is. It is, I think, in a much more energetic pursuit of working people. Now, working people shop at John Lewis, they shop at Waitrose, they shop at Tesco, at Sainsbury, and other brands are available. The idea of choosing one group of voters over another is absolutely foolhardy. I'm a Waitrose shopper myself.
There goes the share price.
Well, that's not the the point. And John Lewis is a fine store too, and Labour needs to pursue their votes. If I'm thinking with a party hat on, I hope they choose Chuka Amuna, because that will leave a very big space on the left.
And lastly, one candidate we must speak of briefly, because I know you're a bit time, you've got a time commitment there. Yeah, indeed. Yvette Cooper, quick word on her.
Well, she's a very competent, highly competent person, but she has all the charm of Ed's headstone, I'm afraid.